T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Well, this is an interesting story. Always has been one of my favorite stories. Tony Levine went to Highland Park High School, the University of Minnesota, as a walk-on, earned a scholarship, played there, eventually got into coaching and followed the dreams that coaches do, which means that he coached everywhere. Louisville, Auburn, ended up the head coach at the University of Houston, taking over for Kevin Sumlin there. Western Kentucky, Purdue offensive coordinator, assistant head coach. And so he made it, and he made it big, and he made big money and all those things. And then one day he says, I'm not sure this coaching thing's for me anymore, so I'm going to go open a Chick-fil-A in Houston, Texas, and spend more time with my family. It's a great story, and I've known he and his great parents, Marvin and Harriet, and his brother Jeff, who's also interesting in his own right because he's a band instructor in a musical family out in Bloomington. And Tony joins us now, and I thought, you know, here's two guys that can connect on two levels. Gopher football and business and coaching and all those things. Tony, how are you? And great to visit with you.
I'm doing great, Mike. How are you? Thank you for having me on today.
Well, we knew that Chick-fil-A was closed on Sunday, so we could call you.
That's right.
Explain. I was telling Pete this during the week. Explain how you arrived at that decision that it was time to leave coaching and go into business.
Well, it's a great question, and certainly one I've been asked a bunch in the last 3-4 years now. But I think it starts, and we'll jump right in, I guess, having coached as my profession for almost 25 years and loving, I was going to say every minute of it, but almost every minute of it. I mean, I worked my way up, as you said, and started off at what used to be Southwest Texas State. I lived in a funeral home in San Marcos, Texas for a couple of years with no car and got a master's degree there and really enjoyed the relationships and the competition. As you mentioned, got married, started a family, and I think looked at what I wanted the next however many years to look like. My wife and I have 4 kids, and when I made this decision, it was after being head coach at Houston for 3 years. And really, when I became the head coach, our oldest was 7 years old. So they were 7, 5, 3, and 1, and they were just getting into the age and ages where they were doing flag football, and our daughter was doing some dance and basketball, and they were musical as well, playing piano and saxophone. In the 3 years I was head coach at Houston, I really went to literally nothing of theirs. So I was getting updates on FaceTime or via text from my wife, and people listening to your show this morning may think, oh, that's terrible, and that's it's a little bit of the way the profession has gone, and probably even more so the last couple of years with the transfer portal and such. So I looked at it as though, and I've always thought of this as an identity issue at times with coaches, and sometimes you'll see it with athletes as well. So for me, I always thought I'm a husband and I'm a father. What I did for almost 25 years was I coached football. So that wasn't who I was. That didn't define who I was. And I wanted to spend, as you mentioned, more time with my family. My wife's from Alabama. When we moved to Houston as a part of Kevin Sumlin's staff in 2008, we fell in love with the city of Houston and the state of Texas, and this is where we wanted to stay and raise our family. So when I got let go from Houston, I was really looking for 3 things. 1, could I do something where I spent more time with my family? 2, could I do something where we stayed in Houston permanently? And then 3, could I do something that really similar to what I had done for almost 25 years, what I was passionate about. And that was coaching, teaching, developing, mentoring, motivating, you know, certainly having competition, and I felt like if I could get, for me, a Chick-fil-A franchise, that would check all three boxes.
So, Tony, it's absolutely awesome to listen to you, and I'll tell you, there are three things that just are crazy how they connect between you and I without you and I even ever knowing it. Number one is you're doing the Chick-fil-A thing. My brothers used to be the Popeyes guys in Minnesota up here, and which was pretty classic. Outside of that, you mentioned San Marcos just a second ago, and when I was playing in the World Football League, that's where we were in the preseason. We were at the San Marcos, and we were at that university using their facilities at the time. But okay. most importantly was Dave Spiegler. You and I both know this gentleman who, Maxie, I'm not even sure if you know who
I
he
know
is.
I know Dave. Everybody knows Dave Spiegler.
Oh, well, he's one of the greats. But, you know, when we were on strike in the NFL in 87, I went down to Gustavus Adolphus and was, you know, just a helping out kind of a football coach. They asked me, and I said, sure, I got nothing to do. Why not? We're on strike. And I go down there, I meet Dave Spiegler, one of the great guys of all time, and then I'm sitting there looking at a few things, and I find out he actually is the guy who reached out to you, Tony, to come to the University of Minnesota. So he kind of started this whole thing off. He offered you a walk-on you know, spot there, and eventually with Coach Wacker. So just an unbelievable thing how all of this ties together. But tell us about how excited you were when you did hear from Dave under that situation to go to the University of Minnesota.
Yes, you know what, I'm Pete. Those three stories, but certainly the one about Dave. I'm down here in Houston, smiling, listening to you tell it, because I tell that story all the time. And Dave and I have stayed in touch. He actually was down in Texas probably a year ago and came by the house, and we had dinner and had a chance to catch up. But yes, I was played a lot of sports, and I was a musician, played the saxophone in high school, and didn't know exactly what I wanted to do in college, and got a phone call, was kind of trying to figure it all out. Was I going to go to college and study music, specifically jazz, or did I want to play football or possibly basketball? And got a phone call really late my senior year. I think it was February or March of my senior year of high school. And he said it was Dave Spiegler from the University of Minnesota. And I actually thought it was like a buddy of mine playing a joke on me or something at first. He convinced me it was him. And he said, you know, we want to see if you'd be interested in joining our program as a walk-on. And on the phone call, I actually said, yes, I'd love to. And he said, you know what, slow down, talk to your parents, and think it over. You can get back to us. And I really said I didn't have to. So you're exactly right. Dave's been a big part of my life and a big part of really the trajectory that my career went on.
The culture of Chick-fil-A versus the culture of a football program. You're a corporate there. You've got, you know, general managers and pro football. You've been in pro football as well. Compare and contrast those, Tony.
Well, so, again, Mike, a great question. As I was going through this process to get this franchise, and as I say that, so they call it a selection process. So they have about they would say about 100,000 applicants every year to get a franchise, and they select about 100 individuals to get the franchise per year. So it's very, very competitive. It took me 3.5 years to go through the process, and when I had my first interview with them, I actually told them if I you know, my brother is a great cook. I never was able to learn the finer points of making food. So my first interview with them, I said, you know, I can make cereal, and my kids would probably debate that. So if that's a requirement to get this franchise, you know, we can go ahead and shake hands and go the other way now. But they're really looking for what they would say would be individuals that have, you know, leadership ability, high character, that can not only run a team successfully and assemble a team successfully, but that have a proven track record of doing that. So what I tried to, at least I'll use the word convince them of during the process, I probably had 15 interviews over a 2.5-3 year period with probably 12 different people at corporate, was that I could successfully do that and manage a team. Our restaurant here has 135 team members. And, you know, it's something where I was trying to, and I didn't totally realize how the parallels were between coaching football or coaching in any sport and running a restaurant, running a business like this. And once I've been in it now for almost 4 years, the parallels are even more than I thought in terms of, you know, the diversity of the team needing motivation, coaching, teaching. We've got another Chick-fil-A that's been here 20 years, 3 miles down the road from us. So, you know, they're certainly our brother in the brand, if you will, but it is competition. There's hundreds of thousands of people that live in between our two restaurants that every day got to decide if they're going to eat at Chick-fil-A, which one they're going to. So there's a lot of similarities. And I've taken, you know, certainly what I did for 25 years and been able to apply it to our restaurant.
Tony Levine, so, Tony, our guest. Pete?
Yeah, Tony, I'm just curious of this now, because I've done a lot of things that have changed my life as well, as far as giving myself a little bit more time to be more involved with the family as well. So I totally respect what you're talking about. At some point in time, do you envision yourself getting back into coaching at some point, or is that now just in the past and you enjoyed it, but you love what you're doing and this is what you're going to do?
Well, and Pete, another great question. So two things. One is, and just hear my answer on this before you jump to the quick conclusion. So I am still coaching. So when I am at the restaurant every day, other than Sundays, and typically I'm not here Saturdays because our kids are active in sporting events or music, but I am still coaching. So when I'm here, I'm coaching our team. I'm encouraging. We're training. We've got strategy. You know, certainly over the last, what's happened with the pandemic the last 2 years, we've had to shift some things around to continue to grow the business and develop our team. So the things I did in coaching football, again, I've really applied to here, and I feel like I still am teaching and I'm still coaching. Mm-hmm. And then the second part of that answer is this. Our kids, I coached. I was a volunteer assistant for our son's high school team this past fall. Then our 10-year-old, I coached his flag football team. Our daughter and our 14-year-old, I coached their middle school community league basketball team as well. So I'm still getting the sense of it there, getting a chance to be around my own kids that way, and then I still get a great feel for it, certainly in the restaurant.
You know, Tony, the one thing missing from the restaurant is you don't kick a game-winning field goal or miss a game-winning field goal on Saturdays. And I always find that that's one of the things that guys miss most is no matter what they accomplish, there's that insecurity of walking out on the field and not knowing, you know, that it may be the best day of your life or the worst day of your life every Saturday. Do you learn to deal with, I mean, do you redefine victories and defeats?
Well, yes, I think we've got it's all relative, I think, to what you're doing. And again, here at a restaurant now for almost 4 years, we have victories and defeats here all the time. And it's the same type of satisfaction, if you will. And again, why I got into coaching in the first place, to really have a chance to make a difference in people's lives here, whether it's our team members growing and developing, maybe going back to school, and they weren't sure if they could, and you're an avenue for them or an encouragement for them to get them to do something like that to change their lives, or it's the guests. And, you know, we have guests that come through here and are going through things personally or professionally, and to have a chance to come to our restaurant and impact them, it's the same type of the victories that you've experienced in coaching, only in a different way. You know, the one thing I say here, and I really mean it, you know, we had an opportunity to coach Case Keenum at the University of Houston, who, if you look at college football quarterback statistics, you know, will go down as one of the statistically best quarterbacks in the history of college football, still has the record for passing yards in a career and touchdowns in a career. And you know, I think one of the things that coaching and coaching him has brought into what I'm doing now is the word perspective also. So, you know, my second and third year at Houston, we won 8 games and I lost my job. So here we do about 3,000 transactions every day. So when you do that many transactions and people are coming through the drive-thru quickly and they're ordering for their family, you know, I'm not too big, and I don't have a large ego to tell you that we're going to make mistakes here every day, and we're going to forget somebody's medium waffle fry. And I like to use the analogy that if as good a quarterback as Case Keenum was, if he threw 3,000 passes in a game, he would probably throw a couple interceptions too. So, you know, I'm still going to sleep in my own bed at night. I'm not going to lose my job. I'm still going to get a chance to go spend quality time with my wife and kids. And, you know, I think, again, perspective and really what my prior career was has really impacted what I'm doing now.
Tony, appreciate it very much. Great conversation. Can you just send Pete and I the recipe for the original sauce so that we don't have to keep pilfering it when we're in there?
I am in.
Well,
I'm
you know, they come in bottles now, too. I'll send you both some bottles.
Okay. Hey, appreciate you, sir. So. Say hi to your family. Always enjoy visiting with you.
Will do. Likewise. And thank you again so much for having me on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.